Welcome back to Weekly Winners. Today is Sunday, October 10th, and it is our week five. I had a name for every week so far. Can't say I exactly have one for this week.
I do.
What is it?
It's Let's Stop Losing Units Week.
That'd be a good week. I can definitely get on board with that week. Yeah, I mean, we're treading water. It's not like we're getting blown out here.
Yeah, I'm still living on the 8 units I picked up from the Godwin first touchdown in week
Game one. I think those are almost gone.
But the boat's taking on some water right now. Got to plug some holes.
It's true. I just go 500 every week. If I bet 16 games, I go 8-8. If I bet 15 games, I go 8-7 or 7-8. I've not gone more than one game either way yet, unless you're counting like a Monday or Thursday, which is kind of why I stopped throwing 3 or 4 bets on those games, because that's really the only spot I was losing significant money was on those Monday and Thursday games. It's all different this week. I'm smelling like a 10-5 or something
coming this week. I like it.
Which is maybe the first week I don't really like the board. So
I hate the board.
Maybe that's a good thing. I liked it last week.
So, well, Thursday recap, finally had a good game.
Yeah, well, on paper. First half was still kind of garbage. It did turn up in the second half. But it's still yet to really have that Thursday night classic, I think.
Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm. Bravo to Geno Smith. Went out there. He played well. Yeah. I mean, obviously throwing that pick to seal the games for the Rams wasn't great, but
It sounds like he's gonna be out there. Russ to miss like 4 weeks.
I saw 6, yeah.
But I think probably 4 to 6 with a middle finger injury.
Because I saw they messed up the surgery or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Something with where they put the pin or something weird.
I don't even know where in the thing to put a pin, but
So we'll get to see a little more Geno action. It's crazy how long he's been in the league. They threw out the stat that he had like 3 fourth quarter comebacks, but his last one was in 2014. Mm-hmm. I was like, he's been in the league just for so long.
He's still the last rookie quarterback to beat Tom Brady.
Love that stat.
I considered picking him up in fantasy just because in several leagues I'm quarterback low, especially our 2 QB league. Thinking they're all Heineke though. And then I still have Tyrod on my IR. So Tyrod will take over.
He'll be back in a couple weeks, I mean, right?
Right, and then I'll have that option if Washington decides to go to back to Fitzpatrick at some point. Which is looking like a job, but we'll get there. Start out in old London town. Starts at 8 a.m. for us. Jets at Falcons. We only send the best. Game's kind of gross. Falcons are 3-point favorites. Despite the Jets winning last week, Falcons put up a fight. Over-under is 45. And that's kind of the London games. It's a lot on these teams. I still can't believe it's really a thing. Like, the Jaguars get so screwed by this. Like, you look on the schedule and it's like, oh, we have the London game this year. Like, that's going to stink so bad.
Yeah.
And all that travel, it just throws off your whole, like, system for the week. And NFL is all about, like, that repeatability. Like, you see how bad even a Thursday night game can throw off a team. Like, it gets off that regimen of their preparation each week. I can only imagine what this does. And then the Jaguars have to do it every year.
Yeah. And the thing is, if you have one of those early games, you have to fly out within like 2 hours of the game ending.
Mm-hmm.
The NFL makes you fly out. No clue why. I saw Chuck Pagano talking about it because the Colts took one in like 2017.
Well, they
took
the London
game, and so he asked for the early game because he didn't want his team to have to like stay in the hotel overnight.
Right.
And the NFL was like, okay, you can have the early game, but then you have to play Thursday. It's like,
what's this negotiation?
I don't understand why, like, what's up with the NFL. I think if you have the London game, you earn a late night Sunday or a late night Monday the next week.
Definitely.
Like,
yes.
Yeah. I'm not sure what's up with that. Well, but
I get maybe, in principle, yes. In practice, I don't want to do the Jets or Falcons in a prime time game, so.
Right.
Screw up.
Yeah, that, I mean, it makes sense, though, that there's always scrub teams that go to London because,
like,
right.
I get that. But kind of because of how bad this game can mess with you, unders are historically good in London. So I'm just going under here, under 45. I think the Jets, you know, defense looked surprising at times. They kind of showed up against the Titans and even the Falcons at the end of the game. They got a couple of defensive stops despite it not panning out at the end. I just think this kind of, the London games, you can really just talk yourself into, this is going to be like 0-0 at the end of the first quarter. Like, just getting acclimated. It's just going to be weird. Like,
right. I'm with you, except I bought half a point.
Yeah.
I'm at under 45.5, and I'm parlaying that with the Jets money line, like, which gives me plus 303. I mean, Ridley not making the trip. For personal reasons, who's really their only serviceable wide receiver.
The thing that very much scares me about the Falcons is obviously the monster game from Cordarrelle Patterson, but if you watched those touchdowns, they don't feel repeatable. Like,
right.
A couple of them, you just threw them up to him and he went up and get them, all credit to him, but it wasn't like these like designed like angle routes or blocking releases or screen passes that they're getting out to him. It was kind of just legitimate routes down the field that wasn't necessarily open, huh?
Right. I like the Jets to get their second of the year and their second in a row here. Mm-hmm. And I'm right there with you. I don't think there will be a lot of points in this game.
Go to Pittsburgh, my Steelers hosting the Broncos. And neither of these teams are very good. The offenses especially, the under is all the way down at 39.5, which not the only game under 40 this week, which is quite gross. I'd bet the under at 35. I'm betting the 39 under the 39.5 here. Broncos might not score at all in this game. Like, the Steelers defense is still good. And the Steelers defense is especially good when they aren't just on the field the whole time. Like, if the Steelers offense can get anything going, or at least just first down here, they're running the ball. Najee Harris has been a rare bright spot on this offense. Then I really think the Broncos just will not be able to move the ball.
So, I got a weird one for you on this game. It just doesn't feel right to take an under 39.5, even though I think it'll hit. And I'm not. It's pretty much a pick 'em. There's four options. You can either have the first drive result as a punt, a touchdown, a field goal, or other. Mm-hmm. Other being turnover or safety. So I'm taking all but the punt. The punt was such an overwhelming favorite. Mm-hmm. So I've got first drive touchdown at plus 469, first drive field goal at plus 450, and other at plus 650. I'm betting a third of a unit on each, so I can have one unit total on that bet. So worst case scenario, obviously, would be the punt. Other than the punt, it's still essentially plus 150. I'm putting three units, or not three units, I'm putting one unit.
Just spreading it across.
Right.
Boy, are you going to hate them. It's third and 10 after they've been those two ducks.
Yeah, I mean, it's felt like a value bet for me. The punt was like minus 170 or 180.
Yeah.
Or something. Just something ridiculous like that.
Yeah, so I'm bold enough to go with that under number there. My second under of the card through two games. Let me go. Division game Lions at Vikings. Vikings, 10-point favorites in this game. Too much for me. Division opponents, Lions will be fine if they just can score in the red zone. Give me the Lions plus 10 on the road. I think they have the pieces that where they can put together a competitive game. At the very least.
Right. And I think that game's only competitive if they hold the Vikings under like 24.
Yeah.
I don't know if the Lions quite score that much.
They did against the 49ers.
I guess, but I'm trying to block that game. It was just a weird end to that game. Therefore, I think the Vikings, it'll either be close and low scoring, or it'll be the Vikings winning by a large margin. In which case, I like Cousins under 286.5 pass yards, which is sitting at minus 114. You have one of the best running backs in the NFL. Divisional game, I think they'll win.
Hopefully he's fully recovered and not banged up anymore. That would be your concern there. Going Packers at Bengals. And oh boy, have I seen Bengals plus 3 as a trendy pick here.
I don't know why. I mean,
yeah, I love going against the public on this one. So the Packers minus 3. Just take care of business, I think.
I'm right there with you. I mean, you throw out week one, Packers have just gone out there and done what they needed to do in each game.
Mm-hmm.
I consider at this point week one is a fluke. And I think the Bengals are a little bit of a fluky 3-1 team. I don't think they've necessarily played well enough to be a 3-1 team. But
Burrow has looked phenomenal in stretches.
In stretches, but that's the thing. But he's looked really bad in stretches well.
For sure. The Dolphins at Buccaneers. Bucs hosting the Dolphins here. Another 10-point favorite. The Bucs are good. But in their three wins, they're significantly better than all three of those teams. And the Cowboys, the Falcons, and the who's last? And the Patriots.
Yeah.
And they let all of them hang around. They played close games, too close. Pull away from the Falcons at the end. Those games were more competitive than they should have been. There's no reason the Dolphins have a chance in this game, but something tells me they just let them hang around. So I'm going Dolphins plus 10.
I'm kind of with you in the sense that I think the Dolphins will score enough to keep it close, which is why I'm going over 48. Initially, I thought that was a little high, but the way I see it is the Bucs will probably put up 30 points, but I do think the Dolphins will stick around.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of the Patriots, they're visiting Texas this week in our second game with a total under 40 at 39.5. Texans 8-point dogs at home to a Patriots team that really hasn't looked very good. But are you bold enough to ride with Davis Mills is the question after they throw up 0 points against the Bills?
I'm not. I've got two bets on this game. I'm kind of walking that fine line here. Of Patriots -8. There's just a real chance Davis Mills goes out there and throws for 30 yards again.
Right.
No. Like, he just did not look good against a very good Bills defense. I'll give him that. At least he made him look really good. And then I'm also taking the under 39.5. I just think there's a real shot the Patriots win this game like 14-0, 17-0.
I'm on an under as well. 39.5, I'm on both of them. Both those lines. Hitting the under. It's ugly, but yeah, it just feels like those, like the field goal games. Like, that's a successful drive for these teams. Is
right.
Coming away with three. Well, Saints in Washington. Not great games from either team last week. Saints getting upset at home by the Giants. Washington escaping with the win, but not looking as dominant as they probably should have. But Washington still dogs at home. +2.5 against the Saints. Another low total at 43.5 here. That's not on my card. I'm liking the over now as I'm looking at it. Think on that one. That one might be getting at it. But as of now, I'm more of a football team +2.5.
Yeah, I like the football team at home, but I like a money line. It's riding with my boy, Taylor Heineke. Although, I'll keep it off my card because you brought it up, but that 43.5 actually looks really good.
Yeah, I'm switching. I'm not scratch football team +2.5. I'm over 43. I just looked at the line, like, to the football team. I didn't even make it to the total.
That's exactly what I did as well.
Football team totals have been good to me this year. I think they got it at 4-0.
Yeah.
From going over. Yeah,
that's a quick. That's a good bet.
Quick pivot. Give me that. Total 40. That's too low for that one. Eagles at Panthers. Panthers. Looked mortal again, playing a good team in the Cowboys, losing their first of the season, hosting the Eagles, 3-point favorites at home. The Cowboys are very good. This is not giving enough credit to the Panthers. -3 is too few. Give me the Panthers to take care of business at home and win by more.
I couldn't bring myself to bet on the Panthers -3 because Eagles just, they're such a streaky team. I mean, until the last half of the last quarter of that Chiefs game, they were right there with the Chiefs offense. Couldn't really decide on anything. I found another kind of weird one I liked. Neither team to score 3 times in a row. At +165.
Yeah, that doesn't feel like it should be plus odds.
Right. To not do it was minus like, or for a team to score 3 times in a row was like -2 something.
I guess just field goals isn't really that big of a feat. I don't know, I've never watched a game where that's, I've been paying attention to something.
Right.
That's a hard one to.
Just initially, that one stood out to me. I kind of liked it. I think it's more likely that the Panthers score 3 in a row than the Eagles.
It's going to be obvious no matter how that goes. If it doesn't happen and you win it, you're going to be like, yeah, that makes sense. Or if the Panthers just go and like go touchdown, field goal, touchdown, you'd be like, oh, yeah, that's why it was.
Right.
All sides.
Yeah.
Titans at Jaguars. Titans, bad division, get gifted Jets and then Jaguars in their own. With their prime position, really put a stranglehold on their division. They lose the Jets last week. Still, they're saying it's a fluke. 4.5-point favorites on the road against the dysfunctional Jags. Urban coaching out there doesn't even want to be there. Said he didn't consider resigning. I just didn't want to touch a whole lot of this game. I went a little too lofty on Derrick Henry last week. I'm riding with him again. 100 yards and a touchdown for Derrick Henry. It's only plus 120, but give it to me. It's what he does. That's 100 yards and a touchdown. That's the Derrick Henry floor. That's what he does. That's the Derrick Henry stat line. 100 yards and a touchdown is like 150 yards and a touchdown last week. They do get AJ Brown back, but that doesn't. That's not going to stop him. When he got Henry, they do whatever they need.
Right.
Plus, it's crazy that he's that good. That 100 yards and a touchdown is like plus 120.
Yeah.
But
anyone else here in the 200 to 300?
Right. It just feels like it would be an anomaly for that not to happen.
So this game brings me to my lock of the week. So the Jags, I mean, there's players talking to reporters like, yeah, we just laughed Urban out of the meeting, like.
See what they broke the huddle with at practice?
No.
Grind on three.
I don't really know what's going on in Jacksonville right now. I mean, when you're laughing your head coach out of a meeting, like, that ain't great.
No.
Not a great look. I think the Titans right the ship here. Get it going in the right direction. I got them covering 4.5 as my lock of the week. I do think the loss to the Jets was a fluke. I don't think the game being close was a fluke, though. Sense. Mm-hmm. Like, if you would have told me the Titans only won by 10 or only won by 7, I wouldn't have been like, oh, wow. Like, the Jets kept losing games by big margins because Zach Wilson was throwing 4 interceptions a game.
Yeah.
Like he's not going to continue to do that all season.
Right.
I like the Titans here. I think there's just the whole thing with the Jags right now.
Mm-hmm.
I think that kind of puts them in a bad spot.
Definitely a bad spot. Not a whole lot of worse spots you can be in. We go to Vegas with your Raiders. Bears coming to town. Raiders 5.5-point favorites at home. Feels very correct. Nailed that line, I feel like. I like the over 45 in this one. This is the field. He started last week, but it was in such weird circumstances. Like, I got announced so late. Like, I'm not at Bears practice. I don't know how many of those first team reps he was taking. But this week, at the very least, he's like, he had the full week of being the starter and knowing he's the starter. I think he looks good. I think the Bears offense does look good. They are without Montgomery. I don't know if they look good enough to win, but I think they look good enough to contribute to the over 45 here.
I like the under here. I think the Bears become not one-dimensional because Fields will still run the ball, but I think that defense can pretty much just key on Fields with Montgomery out. Williams looked decent last week when he played, but I still a rookie quarterback against a Raiders defense that some games have looked good, some games have looked average. But I do think this Bears defense, they get takeaways. Like, I do think Derek Carr will have one or two picks in this game.
I like the mobile quarterback like Fields against a defense whose success hinges so much on that pass rush.
Right.
Like, him getting, you know, getting outside of the pocket and evading it that's the upgrade over Foles or Dalton, really.
Yeah. No, that's fair.
We'll see. Browns at Chargers. Chargers kind of my Donald team. I'm betting on -2.5 here. the Browns offense is not special. Baker is bad. I was like, he's bad. He's been not good this year whatsoever. Do you know where Baker ranks amongst quarterbacks in terms of passing touchdowns this year?
32nd.
Tied for 32nd. He's tied with Jacoby Brissett and Davis Mills. He has less passing touchdowns than Trey Lance. We're through four games. He has 900 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 2 picks. He is the ultimate just zero quarterback. He's not really losing any games. He's certainly not winning them for you. Just relying completely on this defense. And this Chargers defense is way too good to have that behind center. Like, right. You have to have a guy who's out there making plays. Baker has shown an ability to do it from time to time. Not this year. He hasn't. These aren't the Vikings, which without their pieces, without a good O-line. It's the Chargers. They're going to be able to score on their defense. They're not only going to put up 7 points. You're going to have to score 28-31 to win this game. And I just don't think that Baker has that. And this is my, I don't believe in Baker Mayfield better than you.
I'm there with it. Chargers -2.5. Wow. I figured it feels like this line is set solely on like team record.
This
like that's what it feels like. Like it doesn't feel like the odds makers actually have watched these two teams. Mm-hmm. I assumed this game would be around like the 5.5.
This record says the Browns are better than the Chargers. We know even teams playing the home team's going to be about -3. Chargers -2.5. So this is saying that the Browns are better than the Chargers, and that's not true.
Right. I honestly God thought this game was going to be -5.5, -6.5 Chargers, because then I'd have to think about it. But 2.5, it just seems like easy money.
Mm-hmm. Another division game. We go Giants at Cowboys. Giants surprising last week. I don't know if they're good, they're not good, but Saquon has looked better than I expected, at least. Danny Dimes has been able to move around and make some plays. Getting their first win last week. Cowboys score on everyone they play. Giants having a good defense seems to be a fallacy. I like the over 52.5 in this game. This may go way over. I think both teams will really put up points in this one.
Under.
Really?
Divisional game. I don't know why the under's just speaking to me here. I'll say it now. The Giants or the Cowboys will not put up 30 points in this game. And I think they'll still win. So in which case we're looking at like 28-21 ball game.
28-27 bad.
I really don't think the Cowboys offense will. It's just a divisional game. These two teams know each other so well. I'd be curious to see how unders do in division.
Yeah. Speaking of division games, 49ers going to the Cardinals. Cardinals, your last undefeated team left. I assume you're on the -5.5 here. Over-under is 48.5. I looked at this, I was like, at home, this feels like the Cardinals. I thought this line would be closer to 7. Now it's Trey Lance time. That's, you know, kind of throws a wrench into it. You don't really know what that's going to look like full-time for the 49ers. I almost just clicked easy for Cardinals -5.5. But Cardinals are great. They're not going undefeated. This is a division game. I like the Cardinals every way here. But I'm betting the 49ers +5.5. The moment I jump on this Cardinals betting bandwagon is the week they lose. I just know that. So maybe I lose again this week. But I really don't like this game. But something tells me divisional 5.5 Just give me the 49ers, maybe the Cardinals win a close one by three or something.
Well, newsflash, the Cardinals are going undefeated.
Okay.
Yeah, got an alert for that on my phone there. debated about making this my lock. Cardinals minus 5.5. It's a little bigger than I'd like, but they're at home. They've just looked so good. I mean, and it makes sense. Like, if you look at their team on paper, you're like, yeah, this team should be really good.
Mm-hmm.
And so far they are. That Niners defense is vulnerable. And I was debating about the over, because I think the Cardinals will put up 30 plus again. And Cardinals defense can be good. But there's definitely ways to expose it. And I just don't know. I don't know enough about Trey Lance yet. I probably shouldn't have put on this bet, but
it's tough.
I said I'm riding Cardinals till further notice. Right. So till they lose, I'm pretty much riding with a money line or taking the spread. Mm-hmm. So
let's go to our Sunday night game. This is the best one of the year, and it's going to be hard to top. Bills at Chiefs, AFC Championship rematch. Chiefs minus 3 at home, like we said, very even teams. I hate that I like the Bills plus 3 here, because everyone likes the Bills plus 3 here. It's such the public pick. But both these are the two premier offenses in the NFL, and one of the teams has a defense and one doesn't. It's just that simple. I have to stick on the Bills plus 3 here. The Chiefs are calling to me as a sharp pick here, but I just can't go against my head on this one. The one thing that I know for sure about this game is that on Sunday night, Bills-Chiefs, that I'm betting over 57.5. That's because I'm a red-blooded American. If you're not Sunday night going to bet this over 57 and just watch this game and root for points, I don't know what you're doing here. What's the point of it? What's the point of any of it if you're not betting the over in this game? This game might go over 80.
You're giving
me a 57. It's not even the highest total of the year.
I'm liking the Bills money line here. I hate it because I really don't think the Chiefs can be 2-3 after week 5.
Mm-hmm.
But the same thing you said, two very good offenses, one very good defense,
mm-hmm.
and one very bad defense. Like,
maybe the worst. They're a bottom 5 defense from everything I've seen from the Chiefs so far.
And that's why I hate it. But I love it and I hate it. Plus 125. Like, the Bills go out and win this game like 42-35 or something. I'm like, yep, that sounds about right. Like, the Bills defense made one more stop than the Chiefs defense. I just hate it because I don't know if there's a world where the Chiefs are 2-3 after week 5.
I just don't think that good. Like, these things happen. It's hard to be that sustainably good every single year.
Yeah, especially when you're paying your quarterback like $55 million.
That's the thing. Sometimes things are just not gonna line up for a team. I just think, the Chiefs are have success does not necessarily mean, especially in the NFL, even if you bring every single guy back, it doesn't mean that you have the same team. Guys just fluctuate from year to year. So yeah, Bills plus 3 in the over for me on this one. And this is the point of the show where I do my soul searching. I know which bet I like best from that block. Panthers minus 3.
Panthers minus 3.
What's in the Eagles? Riding with Sammy Darnold.
The man's good.
A second coming. Mike Vick. Monday night, Colts at Ravens. I hated the Colts so much at the start of the season. I talked so much about how bad they are and how I don't get how they're the favorite for that division. And now everyone else has caught back up to me and hates the Colts just as much as I did. It's kind of making me like them. They're 7-point dogs on the road here. I'm betting Colts plus 260 on the money line to beat the Ravens on Monday night.
So I don't know what got into me. I never thought I'd bet five unders in 1 week, but here I am taking the under 46 in this game. I think I just hate the card so much that I'm just taking the unders. I've never bet, like, you should never bet for football that you don't want to see.
Right.
You know, I don't want to see a bunch of low scoring games, but I just hate the cards.
I'm 3-3. I have 3 overs, 3 unders on this one.
Yeah, I've got 1 over, 5 unders. We had quite a few opposite picks.
Yeah, I got this one.
If we both somehow go 500. Because, I mean, the Niners cards, we had opposite picks. Giants Cowboys, Bears Raiders.
49ers Cardinals.
Yeah, like, somewhere in here, one of us, hopefully me, will go like 11-7 or something, 11-6. And
well, here's the trick I got in my back pocket here. Now, despite my straight picks being down about 1.5 units over the season, my parlays have been a bright spot this season. I've done very good on them, more of hit than not, and they're always at the plus odds. This week, we got the Divisional Dogs Parlay. It's a teaser, 6-point teaser. You get the Giants plus 13 at the Cowboys. You get the 49ers plus 11.5 at the Cardinals. And you get the Lions plus 16 at the Vikings. That parlay pays plus 150. It's division games. Blowouts don't really happen like that. I love this bet. If it wasn't plus, I considered teasing it up to 7 or 6 and making my lock of the week. But dropping from 150 to, I believe, 120 on this one just isn't worth it. I think these all cover easily. I don't think I need that extra point. So I love the plus 150. Again, Giants plus 13, 49ers plus 11.5, and the Lions plus 16. If there's anything to ride with me on, it's these parlays that I have each week. So, yeah, the Divisional Dogs Parlay. Bet it, win it. We'll both go home happy.
I don't have another... I should say I don't have any parlay this week. I'm trying to find one bet quick. Might take a bit though, so we can.
I'll run another bet that I stumbled upon this week. Not one that either of us can bet, as it is only offered at a casino in Canada, one singular casino. But it's interesting. Tiger Woods' son. It was Charlie Woods. This casino has odds for Charlie Woods to win a major on before he turns 25.
How old is he now?
I believe he's 11. So him to win a major in the next 14 years. The real standout is it's 325-1. It's massive odds. Is it worth a road trip?
That is massive odds.
Right? And he's like, he does like play golf. Like they did like a father-son thing. People are like, oh, watch out for, it's possible until he's 11. But
right.
Just, I saw that and I'm like, that's the kind of thing that you just, the gamblers love. Just the, that massive odds, like multi-year scrounging for that ticket in 14 years.
Well, I actually love that from the casino, because mm-hmm. that money they're paying out isn't worth the same as in 14 years as right. it is now. I mean,
it doesn't much matter for them. If they're having to pay that bet out, they're not feeling too good about it.
But. Right.
I can just slander Baker Mayfield for a little longer. The Browns are going to pay him, and it's going to be pathetic. I can't wait. It'll be a very happy day for me as a Steelers fan. Giving a nothing quarterback like that, a game manager in the worst sense of the word, it's how you just tank your team. You just won't be able to afford that good of a defense or that kind of weapons when you pay your quarterback that much money. You see it. It's Mahomes is excellent, and he makes all that money. Even when you have one of the most talented quarterbacks of all time, once you have to start losing one of like your Tyreek or your Kelsey, you just need that money or that defense. It's evident this year. Either the offensive line slips, their targets slip, their defense slips, and that quarterback needs to improve and be a lot better and carry a lot more of the load. Baker Mayfield's not that guy, and I will be overjoyed when they give him some lucrative contract that he does not deserve.
Okay, so I got my bet. I think my favorite thing to do this season is lose money mm-hmm. betting on Kyler to have obscene stats every week.
Yep.
And I'm going to do it again. I'm parlaying Kyler Murray over 349.5 pass yards and over 3.5 passing touchdowns at plus 1,100.
Hefty odds, but that's your boy.
It's my boy. I am okay losing a unit every week to that. You know, I wish the money could just go to him.
Probably pay his salary himself if he could.
I would. First I'd pay Isaiah Simmons' salary by myself, and then I wish I could find odds on him to have a pick every week, because I would. Pick or a sack. Mm-hmm. That could be an interesting line, because it'd be plus just, money, I'm
there's
guessing.
Just not defensive lines. I searched for TJ Watt sack lines against the Raiders, and I couldn't find it. That is our show for the week. Catch us on Wednesday for the recap. Wednesday, mega show, week 5 recap, NBA preview. Gonna have our top 25 NBA players for this upcoming season. We're gonna have awards picks. We're gonna have finals picks. We're gonna have prop bets. It's gonna be the whole thing. Long show. Not going to lag on the week 5 recap content, the Thursday night preview. Still going to get everything you normally get on the Wednesday night show. But it's basketball season. I'm super excited for it. That's usually typically where I make my money, is betting NBA. So pulling double duty for a couple months here with NFL NBA. I know a lot of people don't pay attention to the NBA until the NFL's over, but I'm the one who does, and I couldn't be happier about it being back.
So, NBA, if you fade my picks for the entire season, you might, at $5 a unit, be a millionaire by the end of the season. I am terrible at NBA. I mean, I would do the jock markets for NBA last year. Mm-hmm. I'd lose all the money I made during NFL. I can't bet player lines. I can't bet game lines. I don't even win money line bets. I'll pick a team. Oh, they're minus 250. It's like, oh, they lost the game. Cool. So Fade Cody is here. There's a good chance I go like 0-10 every night.
Top, but it's back. Thank you for listening. Again, we'll be back Wednesday, and our bets are going to win. Hopefully you're going to win. It's the bounce back week five that everyone's been waiting for. Hopefully you don't need it, but we definitely do. So yeah, happy bounce back week, everybody. Thanks for listening.